start at the beginning. Your perspective on what you're seeing in the news. What are your thoughts and feelings?
We are concerned for the safety of our community members across the country. This violence, it's not new, and it has heightened since March 2020 because of rhetoric used by certain politicians that have scapegoated Asian Americans. It's just so unfortunate that it's taken something so jarring for people to finally start paying attention to this.
Those who are watching the news headlines and are appalled and shocked, how do you think they should address this?
I think paying attention and believing us when we say this is happening, this kind of violence has been around since the 1800s. I would just ask for people at home to pay attention to what's going on, you know, what's going on the news and what's going on around you as well in your community. People should learn about Asian American history to truly understand what we've been going through, because it's not, you know, this isn't something that's usually taught in school. And I think this is also kind of why some of these violence has been ignored, because people don't know that it has been going on for so long.
Would it be a good idea to start teaching children about the culture and history of Asian Americans?
It needs to be taught in school. I know a lot of people have told me that. I started in the United States in high school, and I was told that for a long time, the history only included one or two things about Asian Americans. We've got a long history here, and it's time for people to learn more about it.
Older generations of Asian families typically don't address assaults and violence and stereotypes. They usually remain silent and don't speak out. But now we're looking at a generation that appears to want to be more vocal and more present and more visible against attacks on their community. What do you think is contributing to or has influenced this change and how the Asian community is fighting back?
Young people, right, these days, they're tired. They're not going to be quiet. Part of what's been very helpful to our community, in my opinion, is what happened last June when the Black Lives Matter movement, a lot of us stood in solidarity with the Black community, and it showed us how powerful speaking up can be and how powerful it is to be together and stand in solidarity. And I think that has also taught us to raise our voices and make sure that we speak up against racism.
Is there optimism that this presidential administration will make a difference in how Asian Americans are treated and viewed in this country?
We have Kamala Harris up there leading us. Just seeing a woman up there, a Black woman and an Asian American woman leading us, gives us a lot of hope. And she has been speaking up, and President Biden has been speaking up. We need leadership to speak up and lead by example.